Church of England, known as Low Sunday. We're looking at the Emmaus Road. Jesus appears to two people on the Emmaus Road. And I'm going to read some passages of Scripture now. We're going to have from Luke chapter 24, verses 17, and then Luke chapter 24, verses 31 to 34. They're going to appear on the screen right now. So, chapter 24, verse 17. This is Jesus. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along together?" They stood still, their faces downcast. Then we're going to jump to verses 31. Then their eyes, this is the two who are walking along the Emmaus Road, I mean, spending time with Jesus. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" This is the word of the Lord. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay. 2 weeks ago, I spoke on Palm Sunday. And I started off with telling you a little story about a box set. Now, I don't want you to think that all we do in our house is watch the telly. But all we do in our house is watch the telly. So I want to start with another little story about a box set. Let's have the next one, please. So this is a fantastic Norwegian, okay? This is a Norwegian show called Occupied. It's about Russia invading another nation's sovereignty, okay? And in this particular show, what happens is Norway goes completely green. They close their oil fields, and the Russians don't like this, so they take over their oil fields and get the oil going, and then they kind of just move into Norway. And nobody does anything about it. Series one was an absolute dream, and I really loved it. And then a couple of weeks ago, I think it might say, no, it doesn't on a date, I get an email into my Gmail account saying, "Now on Netflix, Occupied Season 2. Unbelievable. So excited. Because we don't know anything else. We just watched the telly. We'd finished Newsroom. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. So we thought, fantastic. So we go on to Netflix to find Occupied Season 2. But we could not find Occupied Season 2. Could only find Occupied Season 1. And we'd seen that already. And this caused some frustration in me, which is a level of frustration that I don't usually encounter. So I decided to write to Netflix to voice my concern. And I discovered you can't write to Netflix. It is not possible to write to Netflix. You can just sign on to some kind of online chat thing. And this is an actual transcript of what happened. Okay? So I say, "Hi. I received an email last week to say that the TV show Occupied Season 2 was on Netflix. Can only find Season 1. Has it been removed? Can you confirm when it will be on Netflix, please? Thanks, Tom." "Chris Henston, Netflix. Thank you for contacting Netflix. Chris Henston, Netflix. Glad you contacted us here." "All right, Chris, calm down." He says this, "I don't think we send out updates for new titles when we do not have here the information from our end." "Chris, what are you doing to me, Chris? I got an email." So there you go. And I said, "I get monthly emails saying, 'Now on Netflix for Tom.' Chris Henston, Netflix. Oh, those." "Me. Hence why I got one last week saying, 'Now on Netflix, Occupied Season 2.' Chris Henston, Netflix. Upon checking our library, there's no Season 2 yet for Occupied." "Chris Henson, Netflix. I'll go ahead and send a feedback regarding this, though." "Chris Henson, Netflix. And then for me to, I can request. You can request up to 3 titles." I said, "I don't want 3 titles. I just want Occupied Season 2. And then he says this, "Make sure you follow up as well from your end. Use the link I sent above." That's it. Me. "Okay, will do. Chris Henson, Netflix. Anything else? Yes, I'm still confused. Why send me an email saying a show is available when it's not? Chris Henson, Netflix. Yes, that's why I was sending feedback for. Chris Henson, Netflix. It's strange. What we normally notify is when the show is about to leave, 30 days prior." And at that point, I thought, we are going nowhere with this. Chris Henson, Netflix, if you're here, Are you here, Chris Henson Netflix? Because I would love to have a coffee with you and talk. No, that's Nicholas Lyndhurst. I know you. You're very welcome. If you're here, Chris, I'd love to have a conversation with you about Netflix. Why Occupied Season 2 is not on. But it's not. We'll leave it there. So, the road to Emmaus. How does this link? One word. Now, I've got two volunteers, and they're gonna come and help me. Okay. So, picture the scene. This road to Emmaus happens the day that Jesus is resurrected. We see in Mark there's a little reference to the Emmaus road, but here are two people who've been hanging out with Jesus, and we meet them on the Emmaus road. They are walking away from Jerusalem, and they are heading towards a little village called Emmaus, and they are heading to 7 miles out of Jerusalem. And then we see that when Jesus meets them, Luke tells us that they are downcast. And it's a Greek word here, skithropos. And here they are, ladies and gentlemen, right now on their way to Emmaus. Now, if we look here, their faces look downcast. If you'd like to turn around so we can see your downcast faces. Here we go, okay? So let's imagine just for a moment, the balcony, you can't see me, okay? So you guys, they just come a little closer. So that's it, they're not too far. You're going a bit too fast now. So let's say, for the sake of argument, here is Emmaus, right? This is Emmaus, the village of Emmaus. We don't know a lot about Emmaus. We don't know what's there. And say back there at the back, give us a wave, guys, down the back there with Heather. Come on, give us a wave. That's Jerusalem. So the question for me is this. What is so significant about the Emmaus Road? Why? First question is this. Why are these guys leaving where everything is happening? One theologian says that at the back there, Jerusalem, is like ground zero. It's like where everything is happening, where everybody is waiting. There is a phenomenal sense of confusion, of frustration. They've looked for the tomb. Jesus isn't there. The women are the first people on the scene. They look for Jesus. They just find the tomb is open. And then these guys leg it. Everyone else waits except these guys. These guys walk away. And there's one theory that says that Cleopas is one of the followers and his wife, Mary. And one of the theologians say that Mary's one of the people who goes to the tomb. And she sees Jesus isn't there. And then the Bible tells us this, they're skithropos. They were downcast. They were frustrated. Now, this isn't the kind of frustration that your Netflix show hasn't arrived, the kind of 21st century exennial problem. This is like a grief that has got hold of them, that a dream has shattered and died. It's like I saw a man today walking my dog, and I know him. He's walking his dog, and he's carrying a bunch of flowers. The reason he's doing that is he's going to take them to his daughter's grave. Skithropos is a depression. It's a heaviness. It's a life hasn't worked out the way I thought it would. Do you ever have those moments? It's just not worked out the way you thought it would. And Jesus walks alongside them. And he comes alongside. And as he says, why are you walking? And as they begin to speak, their hearts begin to warm. And they say, have you not heard? Have you not heard? And they assume that Jesus is a spy trying to trick them. And they say, and Cleopas reveals something. He says, we expected Moses to come and liberate us. They expected a Moses-like character to free them from suffering. They didn't expect Jesus to free them through suffering. Now, if you're thinking of top quality disciples to go and spread the word, you wouldn't have two people like these guys, because they bail. But you know, the theologian Tom Wright, N.T. Wright, he sometimes goes by, says that this is like the story of the prodigal son. Because as they're walking away from the action, Jesus goes to them. Jesus walks with them. They invite Jesus into their home. They live in Emmaus. And as he begins to speak to them and share everything that is true, as he breaks bread, in that moment, the bread, they see the Lamb, Jesus. They see that he is fulfilled all of the promises, and there he is in that moment. And this, friends, is my very short thought for the day. The Emmaus Road represents those of us who walk away. And represents those of us who have phenomenal disappointments. And in the midst of that, Jesus goes to them. And Jesus connects with them. That Jesus embraces them. The Bible says when your hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. I wonder if their hearts were hardened or their hearts were hurting. That's why when they're with Jesus, their hearts warm. I don't know. I'm no theologian. It's just a reflection. Emmaus Road is walking away from God. Today, I don't know where you're at. You know, you can be in church and still be on the Emmaus Road. You just come every week. But your heart is a little far from him. I don't know whether today you're carrying a sense of skithrapos, that sense of heaven if life hasn't worked out the way you thought it would. Jesus goes to them. And Jesus is here and will meet you today. All God's people said, Amen.